感谢主，再一次让我们有交通的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord once again that we have this opportunity to fellowship together.
我们首先请先来读几处的圣经。
First, we will read few passages.
我们请翻开四世纪第三章第二节。
Judges chapter 3, verse 2.
四世纪第三章第二节。
Judges 3:2.
好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
This was only so that the generations of the children of Israel might be taught to know war, at least those who had not formerly known it.
这里更准确一点的翻译呢，乃是讲到说，好叫以色列的世世代代。英文呢，它是讲到 generations。
The more accurate rendering of the verse is as what the English translation says, the generations.
然后又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事，应该翻成借着学习能够晓得未曾能够知道未曾晓得的战事。
So all the generations of the children of Israel might be taught to know war, to experience war, which they had not formerly known or experienced.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹再翻到约书亚记。
Now Joshua.
约书亚记第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们要来读第一节到第六节。
We will read verses 1-6.
第七章第一节，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙沙底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯雅文的爱城，去吩咐他们说，你们上去窥探那地。他们就上去窥探爱城。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说，众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。于是民中约有三千人上去上那里去，竟在爱城人面前逃跑了。爱城的人击杀了他们36人，从城门前追赶他们，直到四八零，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。约书亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在耶和华约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。
Joshua chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho at Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. And then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads.
我们再读第十节到第十三节。
Verses 10-13.
耶和华吩咐耶稣亚说，起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？ 以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。你起来叫百姓自洁，对他们说，你们要自洁，预备明天，因为耶和华以色列的神这样说，以色列啊，你们中间有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。
Verse 10, So the Lord said to Joshua, Get up, why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God of Israel, There is an accursed thing in your midst. O Israel, you cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you.
我们在读十九节到二十二节。
Verses 19 to 22.
约书亚对亚干说：“我儿，我劝你，将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。”亚干回答约书亚说：“我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此。”我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的示拿衣服，200色克勒的银子，一条金子重50色克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现今藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。约书亚就打发人跑到亚干的帐篷里，那件衣服果然藏在他帐篷内，银子在底下。
Verse 19, Now Joshua said to Achan, My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now, what you have done, do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them, and there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it. And Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver under it.
我们在读第25节、26节。
Verses 25 and 26.
耶稣亚说，你为什么连累我们呢？今日耶和华必叫你受连累。于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上，又用火焚烧他所有的。众人在亚干身上堆成了一大堆石头，直存到今日。于是耶和华转意不发他的烈怒，因此那地方名叫雅各谷，直到今日。
And Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day.
我们再请读约书亚记第八章十八节。
Again, please read chapter 8, verse 18.
第十八节，耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“你向爱城伸出手里的短枪，因为我要将城交在你手里。”约书亚就向城伸出手里的短枪。
Then the Lord said to Joshua, Stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand toward the city.
第25节,
Verse 25.
当日杀毙的人连男带女共有12000，就是爱城所有的人。
So it was that all who fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, all the people of Ai.
我们再请读30跟31节。
Verses 30 and 31. Now Joshua built an altar to the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the children of Israel, as it's written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man has wielded an iron tool. And they offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings.
最后我们读第35节。
Lastly, verse 35.
耶稣雅就宣读了摩西所吩咐的一切话，耶稣雅在以色列全会众和妇女孩子并他们中间寄居的外人面前，没有一句不宣读的。
There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the strangers who were living among them.
好，我们圣经读到这里，我们开始之前，请低头，我们再有一点祷告，我们一同来仰望主。
We now pause here from our Bible reading. Before we start, shall we all bow our heads and then lift up our hearts to the Lord?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。Lord,
we thank you for your thanksgiving.
你是这一位信实的主。Thank
you for your grace that faithful are you.
你是爱我们的主。The
Lord who loves us.
你常将你的话来开启我们。Often
with your word, you open up our hearts.
借着你的话，你来。 让我们明白你的道路，你的心意。
So that through your word, we'll be able to understand your heart and your way.
主，我们读了你许多的话。
Lord, we have read so many of your words.
我们求圣灵来亲自开启我们的心。
We ask that the Holy Spirit Himself will open up our hearts.
我们求你把你的话解开。
We ask that you yourself unfold your word.
让我们能够明白你的心意。
So that we could understand your heart's desire.
好叫你的话成为我们的亮光, 也成为我们的拯救。
So that your word will become our light and our salvation.
我们在这末了的世代, 我们能够应付我们所面对一切的需要。
So that in the end time, we will be able to cope with all the necessities which we encounter.
我们也更是靠着你复活生命的大能。
And we also, by the endless power of your resurrection life,
我们能够在这现今的世代成为耶稣基督美好的见证。
That in this generation, we will become the wonderful witnesses of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们求你的圣灵在我们中间自由地运行。
And we also ask that your Holy Spirit will move freely in our midst.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
For where your Spirit is, there is liberty.
让我们的心也向着主能够敞开。
That our hearts will be open wide up to the Lord.
好叫你的话能够 自由栽种在我们的里面。
So your word can freely be implanted among us.
让我们的心成为好土, 能够接受你所栽种的道。
So our hearts will become good soil to receive the implanted word from you.
好叫主的旨意能够成全在你儿女的身上。
So that the will of the Lord will be done among your children.
叫我们真是在生命中能够结实百倍，把一切荣耀归给你。
And then in life, we will bear much fruit, 100-fold, to give you all the glory.
我们把一切敬拜、感谢、荣耀归给主。
To you be all the thanksgiving, glory, and worship.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚读了许多圣经上的话。
Brothers and sisters, we just read so many passages in the Bible.
我们上一次交通过呢，我们心中有一点的负担。
And last time, as we shared that, we released the burden from our heart.
乃是在四世纪第三章第二节那里所提到的。
And that's what's said in Judges 3:2.
好让以色列的世世代代。
So that the generations of the sons of Israel.
学习知道未曾晓得的战事。
Will be taught to learn war.Which they have never experienced before.
以色列人他们要进入迦南地得那地为业。
Israelites were about to enter the land of Canaan to possess that place as their inheritance.
他们所面对的乃是与仇敌的征战。
What they faced was the war against the old adversaries.
并且这个征战不单单只是在第一代的这些跟耶稣亚进去的这些长老第一代的。这些人而已。
And this warfare did not exist only between the first generation, Joshua with all the elders.
圣经告诉我们，他们世世代代都必须要学习知道这征战的事情。
As the Bible teaches that all the generations of the children of Israel have to learn to know this war, to make wars with Canaanites.
换句话说，这一个征战呢，乃是世世代代持续的下去。
So that's telling us that this struggle continues throughout generations.
仇敌对着以色列在迦南地神所应许的这一块牛奶与蜜之地。
As to this land promised by God to the Israelites, the land flowing with milk and honey,
不会轻易就放过他们。
The enemy would never easily let it go.
他们在各样的机会当中总要寻索要来破坏神在地上借着以色列人所立的见证。
With all means, in all circumstances, they're trying to sabotage this witnesses that the Lord had established on earth among his people.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩得救的儿女们
，Brothers and sisters, today we are children saved by God's grace.
所面对也是同样的一个情形。
We are facing the same situation.
圣经告诉我们，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，The Bible tells us that right after we are saved by His grace,
我们乃是从黑暗的权势底下
，Immediately from the domain of the darkness.
我们被带进神爱子光明的国度里头。
We are being transferred into the light of the kingdom of the son, love of His Son.
如今我们是光明之子。
Today we are children of light.
我们称为神的儿女。
And we are called children of God.
我们属神的人。
We belong to God.
我们在地上要成为神。并且他儿子耶稣基督在地上的见证和发表。
So we should become the manifestation and testimony of God and His Son on earth.
神借着他儿子在十字架上面的受死
，and through the suffering of God's Son on the cross，
赦免了我们一切的罪恶跟过犯。
God has forgiven all of our sins and iniquities，
把我们带进他。爱子的国度里头。
And he has brought us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
这是一个极严肃伟大属灵的征战。
So this is a tremendous serious spiritual warfare involved here.
但是我们不是一次的征战，我们就完全的不受仇敌的干扰。
The war is never conducted once only, and then from then on we'll never be bothered by our enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这不是表示我们的救恩不够完全。
Brothers and sisters, this doesn't mean that our salvation is not complete.
我们的救恩，耶稣基督在十字架上面做成一次，成全到永远。
Our salvation, which our Lord has accomplished on the cross.
is done once for all and continues forever.
但是当我们蒙恩得救之后,
but after we're saved by His grace,
我们如同在基督里面是婴孩,
we're just like babes in Christ.
我们属灵的生命要在基督里面继续长大,
so our spiritual life has to continue to grow in Christ.
神的儿女在地上要见证耶稣基督那丰满的生命,
God's children are supposed to testify of that rich fullness of His life on earth.
但是仇敌就在我们成长的过程当中借着各样的轨迹,
so our enemy in the process of our growing in our spiritual life, he would use all kinds of schemes
要拦阻我们属灵生命的长大,
to hinder us from the spiritual growth.
好叫神的见证不能够丰满的在地上被彰显,
so that God's testimony cannot be fully exhibited on earth.
当我们生命要成长的过程当中,
in the process of the spiritual growth in our life,
我们就面对许多的冲突,
we are facing all kinds of conflicts.
那这个冲突呢, 换一句话说, 在我们属灵的经历上也可以这样讲,
to put it in another word, this conflict in our spiritual life could be said in another term,
就是我们要得着魂的救恩,
that is, we need to obtain this salvation of souls.
那这个魂的救恩 与耶稣基督的十字架有极大的关系,
and this salvation of our souls is so closely related to the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主, 在地上也吩咐他的门徒说,
and this is why our Lord on earth also has thus charged His disciples,
若有人要跟从我,
if anyone desires to follow me,
就当舍己,
let him deny himself,
背起他的十字架来跟从我,
take up his cross and follow me.
所以, 这实在是在我们身上会产生有一个极大的冲突,
and this is why there is such a great conflict occurring in us.
也产生了许多的征战,
this also gives rise to so many wars.
今天我们基督徒, 我们不再像旧约的时代有血肉的征战,
today we Christians will no longer conduct wars as those saints in Old Testament are fighting with flesh and blood.
斯百克弟兄曾这样讲说,
Brother Sparks once said this,
在基督徒一生的当中最大属灵征战的战场,
the greatest battlefield among Christians in their spiritual life is,
乃至在我们的魂生命里头,
in our soul life.
所以我们借着, 在以色列人进迦南的, 这一件历史上面,
so through the history about Israelites entering the land of Canaan,
神带领以色列人怎样的征战,
we have seen how the Lord has led Israelites to fight.
这个属灵的原则没有改变,
the same spiritual principle never changes.
那我们去看耶稣雅记的时候,
as we consider the book of Joshua,
我们看到耶稣雅记从第五章的末了一直到第十章呢, 神在那里提到三件主要的, 事情,
here we see the starting from the end of chapter 5 until chapter 10, our Lord has mentioned three major things.
第一次乃是讲到他们如何去攻打耶利哥城,
first is about how they attacked the city of Jericho.
第二次乃是讲到亚干怎样, 违背神所立的约呢, 贪爱所得来的当灭之物,
and the second count is about Achan, how he transgressed the covenant of the Lord and coveted the accursed things or the thing under the ban.
第三件事情乃是讲到耶稣雅以及众长老们他们没有求问神, 与基甸人, 就是所当灭的这一班仇敌们立了约,
and the third account is how Joshua and the elders, without inquiring of the Lord first, had made the treaty of peace with all the Gibeonites who were accursed and who were supposed to be destroyed.
这三个主要的故事呢, 几乎贯穿了整个, 耶稣雅记呢，他们征战的原则。
And all these three stories and accounts penetrate throughout all the book of Joshua, signifying the principles of warfare.
也以色列人攻打迦南地呢，大概有七年的时间。
It took Israelites 7 years to attack the land of Canaan.
那在这七年的当中呢，这三件主要的事情一开始就记在前头。
Now, among the 7 years, these three accounts are the major events, and they were recorded right at the beginning of the book.
那这三件事情呢，有其属灵的重要性。
And there are great spiritual meanings to these three events.
所以我们借着这三件事情呢，巴不得神也来对我们说话。
So we hope that through these three events, the records, that God would also speak to us.
让我们从他们的得胜或者失败的经历当中，我们也能够成为我们今天怎样来跟随主打这个属灵的征战。
So through their experiences, whether it's victory or defeat, that we could also learn to follow the Lord to to wage the spiritual warfare.
那我们上一次已经把神怎样攻打耶利哥城这件事情交通过。
Last time we shared fellowship on how they attacked the city of Jericho.
因为时间的缘故，我们不再重复。
Because of the time restraint, we will not repeat them.
那我们上一次也提到，在第五章最末了的时候。
But we mentioned that last time that at the end of chapter 5.
当耶稣雅要率领以色列人去攻打耶利哥城的时候。
At the time when Joshua was about to lead Israelites to attack the city of Jericho.
耶稣雅在那里遇见耶和华军队的元帅。
And there Joshua met the commander of the Lord's army.
耶和华军队的元帅在那里向耶稣雅显现的时候。
When the commander of the Lord's army appeared himself to Joshua.
耶稣雅看到他呢，他手中拿着一把刀呢，他心中想这是要来征战，所以耶稣雅马上问他。
So when Joshua saw him with a drawn sword in his hand, immediately he thought of the warfare, so he asked him,
你是来帮助我们，还是帮助我们的敌人？
Are you for us or for our adversaries?
但是这位耶和华军队的元帅对他说呢，我乃是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
So the commander of the, the army of the Lord said, I have now come to be the commander of the army of the Lord.
我们再一次提到呢，这是给耶稣雅一个极重要的一个启示。
And last time we mentioned that this statement gave a great revelation to Joshua.
因为这里让耶稣雅看见。
Because here Joshua saw.
不是这一位军队的元帅来听他的命令。
It's not that this commander of the army had to listen to his command.
乃是这一位元帅呢，来率领以色列人。
Instead, it is this commander who will who would lead all the Israelites.
不错，耶稣雅是神所吩咐要带领以色列百姓。
Indeed, Joshua was the one commanded by the Lord to lead all the Israelites.
但是神没有把这个责任完全就交托给耶稣雅。
But God had not completely given this responsibility to Joshua alone.
因为耶稣雅在这个时候，他属灵的生命仍然需要受更多的训练。
Because at this time, Joshua's spiritual life had to be trained even more.
并且在一切属灵的征战乃是神带领我们。
And also in all the spiritual warfare, we know it is God who is leading us.
我们感谢主，耶稣雅眼睛被打开，有这个认识。
So that we thank the Lord that Joshua's eyes were opened and he had this understanding.
他马上在这一位元帅的面前俯伏下拜。
Immediately he fell down before this commander and worshipped.
他说, 我主有什么话对我吩咐仆人?
What does my Lord say to his servant? Joshua said.
耶和华军队的元帅对耶稣亚说, 把你脚上的血脱下来。
And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off your feet.
我想圣经上的记载都是有
I believe that any record being recorded in the Bible has great spiritual meaning.
耶稣雅以为这一位军队的元帅要告诉他怎样征战。Joshua
thought that the commander of the Lord's army would have told him how to conduct wars.
但是神对付我们总是回到最根基的点。But
when God deals with us, He always leads us to the back to the very beginning basic point.
你要把你脚上的鞋脱下来。That
is, take off your sandals off your feet.
脚上的鞋脱下来表示你是站在奴仆的地位上。
Which means that you're standing in a position as a bond servant.
你要完全听我的指挥。
You have to listen to my command completely.
你要得胜，你就要完全顺服。
For you to prevail, you have to completely submit yourself to the leading of the commander.
这里讲到,
and the verse says, where you stand is holy.
这个地方是圣的,
the place is holy, that means that you have come in His presence.
在神的面前,
So before God, you have to be wholly submissive to Him.
我们感谢主,
and we thank the Lord that Joshua did as the Lord commanded.
这整个一幅图画给我们看见今天在新约的圣徒。
So this whole picture shows us sent in today's time.
这是一个
This is the principle of consecration. Because consecration means to give your autonomy to the Lord.
让主来完全的主宰我们，带领我们。
Let Him have the complete, the total governance and leading in you.
很多时候我们常常有一个观念。
Often we have this notion.
我可以为主做这个,
that I can do this for the Lord.
我为主摆上这么多,
or this much I have laid before Him. So we think that we have consecrated ourselves.
但是不一定, 弟兄姊妹,
but not necessarily, brothers and sisters.
从前, 有一个弟兄,
there was this brother.
从台湾来到美国,
who came to the States from Taiwan
也拿了学位,
and he had received his degree.
然后有一年他回台湾去,
and this one year he went back to Taiwan.
他跟他许多的好朋友, 年轻, 小时候一同长大的,
so together with all his good friends and whom he grew up with,
那时候台湾的经济政治发展非常好的时候,
At that time, the Taiwan's economy is just thriving.
他看见他的朋友呢，在台湾呢，做得非常好。And
he saw his friends, they were all doing very well in Taiwan.
甚至有的已经开了大公司呢，并且是股票上市公司。And
some of them even owned big companies and with a lot of stocks.
当起,
on the market,
当起了大老板来了,
and they were so-called a big boss in their companies.
这个弟兄呢, 看看, 这些同学过去读书都不如他,
and this brother, looking at all these classmates of his, and they didn't do as well as he did when
我在,
they were young.
我在美国呢, 劳苦了一, 到如今,
and he thought that all these years I had worked so hard in the U.S.,
我也不过, 好像在给, 跟人家打工一般,
I am just an employee working for others.
当然在美国, 你在大公司上班，你的福利各方面也都很好。
Of course, in a big company, you might have good salaries or benefits.
生活也很安定。
And you have a pretty much stable, easy life.
你也有好的机会读圣经，也可以在教会中服侍主。
And you have all the wonderful chances to study your Bible and to serve in the church.
但是看到在台湾的这些朋友们
，But upon seeing all his friends in Taiwan,
他们个个辉煌腾达。
It seems every one of them was excellent and was doing well.
所以弟兄的心中呢，也有这样的一个想法。
So in this brother, he had this thought in his heart.
也许我应该也回到台湾来。
And he thought maybe I should go back to Taiwan also.
也许在几年之内，我虽然没有办法像我的同学这样成为一个大财主。
Well, maybe in a few years, even though I might not be as accomplished as my classmates to become really wealthy.
但是至少呢，我想奋斗的几年，我也该有一点的成就。
But he thought after a few years of working hard, I should have at least certain accomplishment.
并且我多赚一点钱。
And with all that extra money,
我可以奉献给主的工作有需要。
I can offer it to the Lord's work wherever the necessary calls for.
不管是服侍主的工人的需要。
Whether to provide for the Lord's workers a living.
或者各个教会，不管是建会所或者教会各种事工的推展的需要。
Or I can offer the money to help build the church building and to help advance all the services of the church.
我可以把这些钱财奉献出来。
So I can offer all this money to the Lord.
所以当他回到美国之后。
So after he came back to the States.
这些心思常常在他的里面。
And this kind of thought often lingered in his mind.
但是有一天。
Until one day.
当他早晨在主面前。灵修的时候
In the morning when he had his morning devotion before the Lord,
主在他的心中有一个开启
And the Lord had this revealing in his heart.
他看见教会的弟兄姊妹好像羊没有牧人一样
The brother actually saw that all the brothers and sisters in the church as though they were sheep without shepherds.
如羊走迷
They were just like sheep.That had gone astray.
羊呢，长得瘦巴巴的。
And all the sheep were very skinny.
时常在那里挨饿。
And often they went hungry.
然后主就对他说。
And the Lord said to this brother.
你有这样的意念很好。
It is good for you to have this kind of thought.
但是我现在要做的是在神的家中。
But this is what I want to do in the house of God.
谁来帮我看顾这些羊群?
Who will give me a hand to help to look at after all these sheep?
谁来帮我喂养这些百姓?
Who will help to feed all these sheep?
当弟兄的心被主这样一开启的时候,
When the brother's heart was so enlightened by the Lord,
他对着主有一个回应。
Therefore, he had this response to the Lord.
主啊，我把自己奉献给你。
Lord, I offer up myself to you.
我不走自己的道路。
I will not walk in my own path.
我没有自己的拣选。
Nor do we have my own choice.
你带领我前面的路。
You lead me on in my path.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常有自己的企图心。
Brothers and sisters, we often have our own ambitions.
我们有自己的理想。
We have our own ideas.
但是当我们的企图心、我们的理想与主有冲突的时候
，But when our ambitions or our ideas are in conflict with the Lord,
我们仍然是追求我们自己所想要的呢
？Are we still pursuing after what we really want?
然后我们把我们所得到的。好像奉献一点给神的教会。
And then we just offer to the Lord a little bit of what we have gained to, in the church.
这叫做奉献吗?
Is this called dedication?
还是把我自己全部交托给主?
Or the dedication should be that just to offer up your being to Him entirely. And let Him govern us.
这才叫做奉献.
This is the true consecration.
那我们要进入这一个属灵的征战的时候,
now, at a time when we are about to enter into this spiritual warfare,
我们要在属灵的生命上面有长进的时候,
at a time when we need to grow in our spiritual life,
这一个奉献的心极其的重要.
This mind of consecration is extremely important.
因为如果我们没有奉献,
because if we do not have this kind of consecration,
神没有办法带领我们往前去,
there is no way for the Lord to lead us forward.
神尊重我们,
because He respects us.
但是当我们愿意把自己奉献给主的时候,
but when we are willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
神就能够带领我们一直在生命中长进,
then God is able to lead us on continually to grow in life.
所以但愿弟兄姊妹, 我们
I hope that all the brothers and sisters, let us all ask the Lord to help us
能够知道什么是奉献,
to know the true meaning of consecration.
并且我们学习常常把自己奉献给主,
and let us all learn to often consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
这是一个属灵的经历,
now, this is a spiritual experience.
这是我们属灵生命长进的经历.
This is the experience which will enable us to grow in life spiritually.
那我们知道当约书亚有这样一个态度之后,
now, we know that after Joshua has acquired this kind of attitude,
在第六章耶利哥城的攻打,
in the attack against the city of Jericho in chapter 6,
他就得了一个极大的胜仗,
he gained this tremendous great victory there.
那, 我们今天开始来看爱城,
today we'll consider the event at Ai.
在爱城这里,
now here in the city of Ai,
我们, 在第一节这里可以看到,
in verse 1 we read,
在第六章最后面呢, 那里讲到耶和华与耶稣亚同在, 耶稣亚的名声就传扬遍地。
The last verse in chapter 6 says that the Lord was with Joshua and his fame spread throughout all the country.
然后到了第七节,
now we come to chapter 7.
Yeah,
here in the very first verse, there is this but in English.
在中文没有翻译出来, 但是这一个但是, 这一个字呢,
now, this word is not translated in Chinese Bible, but this but is so critical.
以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪,
that the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things.
那犯罪的不过是亚干一个人,
here we know it's just Achan. He committed a sin.
但是这个罪呢, 在神的眼光当中乃是整个以色列人所犯的。
But the very sin in the sight of God is imputed to all the Israelites as a corporate sin.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们在跟随主的路上有一件事情极其的重要。
So brothers and sisters, there is one extremely crucial thing in our path of pursuing after the Lord.
我们特别在教会的服事, 在 整个教会的见证上面,
especially in the aspect of church services and in the building up of the church.
不要以为我们个人的犯罪不过是我个人的事情。
Don't you ever think that your individual sins are yours matters personally?
这个犯罪影响到整个身体。
Because this sin simply affects the whole corporate body.
我们在新约的圣经里面也常常看到这样的警告。
And also in New Testament, we often read Bible verses, warnings like this.
保罗曾经对哥林多的弟兄姊妹讲到说,一团,你们是无教的新团,但是岂不知你们不知道一点面教能叫整个团就发起来吗?
Paul said this to the Corinthian church, you are an unleavened lump. But do you not know that a little leaven leavened up the whole lump?
所以罪呢是一个败坏邪恶的东西呢，不能够存在 我们个人的生命里头，也不能够在教会当中。
So we know that sin is wicked and also perverse. It should never exist in us individually, nor in the whole church.
我们必须要记住这个点。
We have to remember this point.
当我们一个人犯罪的时候
，that when we sin，
也许我们以为没有人知道
，maybe we think nobody else knows about it。
但是这一件事情不单单只是罪。这个事情而已。
But the matter concerns itself not only just the sin per se.
在神的眼光当中。
But in the sight of God.
甚至在魔鬼仇敌的眼前。
Even in the eyes of Satan, our enemy.
他们都在观看。
They're all looking.
并且这个罪在教会中会蔓延出去。
And also the sin will spread among the church.
这是头一方面极其重要，所以神一开头，神马上看见这一件事情，就指出来。
So this is the first aspect in chapter 7, very important, and at the very beginning, God points this out.
第二个重要的点。
Now the second important point is,
在整个教会的历史，或者在整个以色列人的历史，一而再，再而三的发生。
Now this happens, time and again throughout the whole church history or the Israelite history.
乃是当神的百姓有得胜的时候。
That is when God's children prevail.
仇敌的工作马上接着就进来。
The work of the enemy immediately follows suit.
仇敌不甘心看见神得荣耀。
The enemy is never willing to let God be glorified.
仇敌总是要来破坏神的见证，神的荣耀。
Our enemy always wants to destroy God's glory and His testimony.
那仇敌惯用的伎俩就是借着罪进到神儿女的中间。
The common scheme that Satan uses is to allow the sin to creep into the church.
好叫神的荣耀被破坏。
So that God's glory is sabotaged.
所以在这里我们马上就看见这件事情。
So immediately we see this is what happened here.
我想弟兄姊妹我们都有一颗爱主的心。
And I believe brothers and sisters, we all have this heart to love the Lord.
我们巴不得神在我们中间他的名被高举。
We wish so much that the name of the Lord will be lifted up high in our midst.
主得荣耀。
For him to receive glory.
只有主得荣耀，我们也一同得荣耀。
Only when the Lord is glorified, then are we glorified.
但是很多时候，仇敌就借着我们里面的情欲败坏。
But so many times, Satan would use our inner corrupt emotions.
好像我们得着什么。
As though that we're trying to gain something.
然而我们却没有看见仇敌的诡计乃是破坏整个神的见证。
As though we will be able to gain something, but did not see that this is actually Satan's scheme to destroy God's testimony.
所以我们在这里继续往前看的时候。
So as we considered further on here,
我们就看见呢他们因为有第一次的得胜。
Now, because of their first victory.
所以他们来到爱城这个地方。
And then, after that, they came to the city of Ai.
他们跟以前一样打发探子去看爱城到底是怎么一回事。
Again, just like before, they would send out spies to spy out the land.
那他们看见了爱城不过是一个小城。
And the spies thought, well, this is just a little city.
那打发两三千人去攻打就足够了。
It should be more than enough just to send 2,000 or 3,000 people.
所以他们就按着这样行。
And this is what they did.
但是没想到他们在敌人的面前被打败。
Little did they think that they were defeated before their enemies.
当他们被打败了，他们这时候整个心都消化了。
And after they were defeated, their hearts are melted.
他们实在想不通一件事情。
They couldn't figure out this one thing.
耶利哥这么大的城，他们能够得胜。
They could win the battle in such a big city as Jericho.
但是在爱城这样一个小的城，他们居然被打败。
But they should be defeated in Ai, such a small one.
所以耶稣亚跟这些长老领袖们就在耶和华面前俯伏。
Therefore, Joshua and the elders, they prostrate themselves before the Lord.
心中消化如水。
And their hearts melted like water.
因为呢，他们想到如果连这样的小城都打不过，那我们怎么可能去攻打所有的这些又高又大的城邑呢？
Because this thought came into their mind, thinking that if they could not defeat such a small city, Ai, how could they possibly attack all those lofty and large cities?
他们想到如果这一班人联合起来，那他们不是全被消灭了吗？
And when they thought of that, should all the Canaanites ally together, then wouldn't they be destroyed?
耶稣亚这时候他的心思仍然看见外面的胜败的问题。
At this point, that Joshua's mind was still focusing on the external victory or defeat.
但是神是从另外一个眼光来看。
However, God looked at the whole matter from another perspective.
神乃是用属灵的眼光来看属地的征战。
With the spiritual insight that the Lord considered all the earthly warfares.
神在这个时候要教导耶稣亚。
At this time, God wanted to teach Joshua.
所有的胜败还不单单只是一个外面的情形。
That all the defeat or victory are not just external matters.
因为所有一切的胜败乃是在属灵界的里头已经有一场征战在那里已经发生过了。
Because all the victory or defeat happened as the same counterpart in heavenly realm had already happened.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里也告诉我们一个故事。
So brothers and sisters, here it teaches us a story.
我们对着许多外面我们所发生遭遇的事情，
As to many external things that happened to us,
我们不能够单单只是看它外面的现象。
We should not only focus our eyes upon external phenomena.
我们今天有神的灵住在我们的里
面。Today we have the Spirit of God indwelling us.
我们应当以神的眼光来看许多发生在我们身上的事情。
Therefore, we should view all the circumstances happening around us with the with God's perspective.
那我们怎样有属神的眼光来看这些事情呢？
So how could we have this heavenly God's perspective reviewing all the things?
很多事情在我们眼前或者在我们周遭或者我们知道所发生的事情，有时候我们觉得这是很好。
Many times we view all the things before our eyes happening around us. We think these are good.
或者这实在是不好。
Or we would say, oh, these are not good.
那我们不过是凭我们的判断。
We thought so according to our own judgment.
但是我们从这里我们要学一个功课。
But here we need to draw a lesson.
我们要从神的眼光来看这许多的事情。
That is, we need to view all things according to God's perspective.
那我们怎样学习从神的眼光来看呢？
Then how can we learn this lesson viewing all things according to God's perspective?
一个最基本的功夫。
The most basic lesson.
我们要熟悉神的话。
Is that we need to be versed in God's word.
很多时候当我们来看这些事情用神的话来对照的时候，
So many times as we assess our situations and we weigh it against God's word,
我们就能够有比较清楚从神的角度来看这些事情。
Then we'll be able to have clearly, more clear and divine perspective.
很多时候我们也需要用生命的判断。
And a lot of times we need to do this with the judgment of life.
所以我们要能够应用这些功能的时候，我们必须回到基本的，我们 熟悉神的话，我们常常读主的话，主的话自然就能够帮助我们来看这些事情。
For us to be able to exercise all these spiritual functions, we need to come back to the basic point, that is to be familiar with God's word and using God's word to assess all the situations.
这样的话，我们就不会对所发生的现象所迷惑。
Then we won't be deceived by the phenomena which happened around.
或者我们就不会对着所发生的事情有一个不正当的或者不准确的一个回应。
So that we won't have this improper response or attitude to the things happening around us.
然后我们再继续往前看。
Now let's move on.
神怎样教导耶稣亚？
How did God teach Joshua?
神就让他看见了。
Here God allowed him to see.
以色列人犯罪了
Israelites sinned,
违背了神所吩咐他们的约
transgressed the covenant of God which he had commanded them,
取掉当面的物
they took the things under the ban,
偷窃而且又行诡诈
they stole, they deceived,
所以他们在仇敌面前站立不住
therefore they could not stand before their enemies,
所以乃是罪所带来的结果
all this is the outcome of the sin they committed.
弟兄姊妹，罪在神的面前是不能够存留的。
Brothers and sisters, sin can never stay exist before God.
要完全的被除去。
It has to be totally annihilated.
因为神是圣洁公义的神。
Because our God is a holy righteous God.
神如何在宇宙中掌权呢
How does our God govern in the whole universe?
他的宝座如何在宇宙中能够稳固呢
How is his throne established in the whole universe?
圣经不是告诉我们乃是凭着他的公义和公平吗
Doesn't the Bible teach us that it is based upon his righteousness and his justice?
所以神的百姓
Therefore God's children
今天乃是神的器皿
Today, as the vessels of God,
仇敌在那里也在观看
Even the enemy is looking.
为什么神需要把他的百姓带到迦南地
Why did God have to lead his people into the land of Canaan?
在申命记那里告诉我们
And in Deuteronomy we read,
神应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各要把以色列人带进迦南地。
God had first promised Abraham, Isaac, Jacob to lead them into the land of Canaan.
迦南地的人要完全的被赶出去。
And all the Canaanites would be driven out.
如果我们对圣经不熟悉，我们会以为神，你为什么这样残忍？为着以色列人，你宁可把迦南地的人完全的除灭。
If we're not familiar with the Bible, we might think, "Oh God, how could be so cruel? In order for the Israelites to obtain the land, you have to eradicate the whole Canaanites."
但是圣经告诉我们
，However, the Bible says this.
乃是迦南地人的恶。
It is because of the unrighteousness of the Canaanites.
他们的恶贯满盈已经达到了天上。
It is because their wickedness has reached up to heaven.
神是全地的主宰。
Our Lord is the Lord of all in the world.
他要借着以色列人来行他公义的审判。
And he will execute his righteous judgment through his people, Israelites.
这一班迦南地的人因着他们罪恶的缘故他们必须要被剪除
And this is why because of the unrighteousness of the old Canaanites they, because of their sin they have to be cut off
神让以色列人看见不是因为他们的好行为
So God allowed the Israelites to see that it's not because of their good work
乃是因为这一班迦南地人的恶神必须要把他们赶走，让以色列人进到这个迦南地来居住。
It is because of the wickedness of the Canaanites that God had to drive them out, so for the Israelites to come in.
结果亚干所犯的罪
，Here the sin Achan committed，
在仇敌面前站立不住。
Because of his sin that the Israelites could not stand before their enemies.
因为他所犯的罪是一个悖逆。
Because Achan's sin is rebellion against God.
就好像迦南地人所犯的悖逆的罪一样。
Just as Canaanites' rebellious sins against God.
所以仇敌这时候就对着神有话可说。
Therefore, the enemy has something to say to God at this point.
你要公义来审判我们。
You want to judge us with your righteousness.
但是你要带领来的百姓也不过跟我们一样。
But the people you're leading are just pretty much like us.
好像神。
As though God.
站不住脚。
Could not stand his ground.
因此神必须要起来对付这一个罪。
Therefore God had to rise up and deal with this sin.
好叫神。 能够继续带领百姓往前去。
So that God could continue to lead his people forward.
这是一个很严肃的一个问题。
This is such a serious matter.
这让我想起呢, 在差不多20年前。
And this reminds me of this event. It's about 20 years ago.
我们必须要很清楚地认识神, 他不容许罪在他以色列百姓的中间。
We had to know this very clearly, that God would never allow sin to exist among His people, Israelites.
同样在神的儿女当中也是如此。
Likewise, the same principle applies to God's children.
大约在20年前。
And about 20 years ago.
我想许多弟兄姊妹还有这样的记忆。
I think a lot of brothers and sisters probably still have this memory.
在美国有一位非常有名的
There was this very famous evangelical preacher in the States.
后来他犯了奸淫,
and later on, he committed adultery.
被人揭发了,
and he was told on by others.
那在报纸上, 在世界上的媒体呢, 很大的攻击讥笑。
This caused a great mockery among the newspapers of all the worldwide media.
那很多神的儿女呢，心中也感到很羞耻。
A lot of God's children also feel ashamed in their hearts.
他们，我们感觉呢，心中是不是想说，神啊，你为什么要让这件事情就这样光明正大公开出来，让神的儿女感到非常的羞耻？
And we also felt in our hearts that why isn't God, you allow this to be so publicly revealed and cause all the shame among your children.
难道你不能够暗暗的去对付这些事就好了吗?
Couldn't you deal with the sin in secret?
然后, 这个对我们往后传福音何等的困难?
This caused so much trouble and the difficulty for us if we want to preach the gospel later on to others.
因为这些不信的人就 常常用这件事情提起来，他们为什么不相信？
And many of the non-believers would simply mention this very event, and this is why they do not believe in God.
但是过了不久，
But soon afterward,
又发生了一件事情，
another thing happened.
又有一位 在美国很有名的传道人，是一个教会的领袖。
And another famous preacher in the state of a leader of a church.
贪污了教会的钱财。
And he became corrupt and also took in a lot of church's money.
然后报纸呢又起来攻击。
Again, the newspaper all rose up to attack him.
然后神的儿女的心更加的忧愁。
So God's children became even more grieved.
那我们就看见呢，当然这两位犯罪的弟兄呢，他们在公开的面前认罪悔改。
And then we do see that these two brothers publicly confessed their sins, repented.
贪财的也被抓到监牢里面去坐监。
Now the one who was greedy was put in jail to serve time.
他们受了他们该受的刑罚。
So they received their due punishment.
我们相信神赦免他们。
We believe that God had forgiven them.
但是我们在这里看见一件事情。
However, we do see one thing here.
借着这些事情的被揭发出来。
Now, through all the unraveling of all these things,
我们相信神让这些事公然地被揭发在世人面前。
And we also believe that the reason that God allowed all these things to be uncovered publicly among everybody's eyes.
像我们所想象的隐藏这些暗中的对付。
Because God would never, as we think He should have, deal with all these things in secret.
反而借着这些事情揭发出来。
But, and also through the uncovering of all these things,
更多的表明神乃是这一位公义的神。
It shows even more that our God is a righteous God.
神不容许任何罪污跟他有任何的牵扯。
God does not allow any sin that would mingle with him.
地上神的儿女犯了罪。
On earth, when God's children commit sins,
不能够动摇神在天上的宝座的根基。
This should never move the very foundation of God's throne in heaven.
反而神要起来对付这个罪。
On the contrary, God will rise up and deal with the very sin.
所以这是极严肃的问题。
So we know this is such a serious matter.
就好像在这里神对着耶稣亚说。
Just like it says here, God said to Joshua,
神首先让以色列人在仇敌面前就被打败仗。
First, God allowed Israelites to be defeated before their enemies.
并且神把这个罪启示给耶稣亚。
And also God revealed this very sin to Joshua.
第三个，神
third is
对他们说：“你如果不把这个当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不与你们同在。
And God said that if you do not remove this accursed thing from you, I will not be with you.
所以对神来说，这不是打胜仗、打败仗的问题。
So to God, it's really not a matter of winning a war or being defeated.
乃是神的儿女是不是活在一个神所要的光景的里头。
To God, the only thing matters is that whether God's children are living in the condition that God desires.
是不是我们活在一个正常、圣洁、荣耀的光景中，能够与神的性情一样？
Whether we live in a normal, glorious, holy condition and having the same characters like God.
所以这是极其重要的一件事情。
So this is an extremely vital point.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们生命当中
，Brothers and sisters, if there is anything in your life,
我们有任何的玷污
，any defilement in your life,
我们要及早的在主面前悔改。
We have to repent before the Lord. The sooner, the better.
很多时候，神常常借着一些事情。来警告我们。
Many times God has warned us through many circumstances.
可能神还没有达到很快要马上管教我们的时候。
Maybe it hasn't reached the point that God has to discipline you.
但是当我们里头有感觉的时候。
But if we have the sensing within us,
我们要在主面前悔改。
Before the Lord, we have to repent.
这是我们生命能够长进的一个重要原因。
This is one of the very important factors that our life could grow before Him.
因为在希伯来书那里告诉我们。
Because in Hebrews we read.
我们理当脱去心能够脱去许多的重担，缠累我们的罪。
We should lay aside every encumbrance and the very sin that ensnares us so easily.
因为这些东西让我们没有办法快跑地跟随主。
It is because of all these things that we cannot run quickly after our Lord.
而这些罪常常是怎样进来的呢？
And then how do all these sins enter into us?
我们来看亚干他所说的话。
Now here let's consider what Achan said.
在第七章二十一节这里所讲。
7:21, as we read here.
他说我在所夺的财物中看见了一件极美好的示拿衣服。
He said, I saw among the spoils, beautiful mantle from Shinar.
200 色克勒的银子.
200 shekels of silver.
一条金子重50色克勒.
A bar of gold weighing 50 shekels.
然后我的心内就贪爱了这些物件.
I coveted them.
然后我就去拿了.
And took them.
然后我知道神不喜悦，所以我就把它藏着。
And because I knew that God did not delight in this, therefore I hid it.
弟兄姊妹，这个原则是仇敌在我们这个败坏的肉体上一直在做的事情。Brothers
and sisters, this is the same principle that Satan has been working in our corrupt flesh.
他常常先用眼目来吸引我们。First,
he would attract our eyes.
这里有 很好的东西,
that, oh, there are wonderful things here.
哦, 这里有一个美好的事物,
a marvelous thing over there.
常常来迷惑我们的眼睛,
often with all these, he deceived our eyes.
然后当我们所看见的进到我们的思想里头之后就进到我们的心中。
And also after the thing we look at enters into our mind, into our thought, and then into our heart.
然后我们的肉体呢,跟我们的思想有一个反应的时候,我们就有一个行动。
And then there is this interaction between our thought and our flesh, and then we acted out.
是不是这样呢?
Isn't this true?
我们记不记得当夏娃受引诱的时候,
do we recall when Eve was tempted?
当她来到知识善恶树,
when she came before this tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
她仇敌呢就在旁边蛊惑她,
and the enemy was encouraging her there.
我们看一下创世纪第三章,
let's refer to Genesis 3.
创世纪第三章那里告诉我们,
here we read chapter 3 of Genesis.
他说呢, 第六节,
verse 6,
女人看见那树上的果子,
so when a woman saw that the fruit of the tree,
并且呢, 这个果子呢, 一面可以做食物,
that it was good for food on the one hand,
而且呢, 能够悦人的眼目,
and on the other hand, it was pleasant to the eyes,
而且是可喜爱的,
and a tree desirable.
这时候已经进到他的心了,
now this thought has already entered into her heart.
他已经对这个果树呢有一个反应了。Already,
she had this response to this fruit tree.
所以呢, 并且能够使人有智慧，于是她就摘下那个果子。
Because the tree would make one wise, therefore she took of its fruit.
她就犯了罪。
She committed sin.
所以仇敌一贯的伎俩都是叫我们眼睛看得见，耳朵听得见，手可以摸得到，好像非常具体的东西开始来引诱我们。
So the common tactic our enemy uses is always with some tangible things that your eyes could see, your ears could hear, and your hands could touch upon.
这是我们进入犯罪的一步一步的过程。
And also this is the very process that we enter into sin step by step.
所以到了新约的时候，约翰告诉我们。
Therefore in New Testament, the Apostle John told us,
他说不要爱世界和世界一切的事。
Do not love the world and the things in the world.
你爱世界爱父的心就没有在我们的里面。
If you love the world, the love of God is not in us.
那什么是世界呢?
So what is the world?
他告诉我们世界的事总是有肉体的情欲, 眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
The things of the world are always the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, or the pride of life.
那什么是肉体的情欲呢?
So what is the lust of the flesh?
肉体的享受。
That is the enjoyment of our flesh.
也许我们很喜欢享受世界上所可以供给我们的大的房子啊, 一个 luxury 的 vacation 啊，等等。
We just love to enjoy what the world could offer to us, like a luxury vacation, a big mansion.
我不是说弟兄姊妹，我们不需要好好工作。
I'm not saying that, brothers and sisters, we should not work hard.
我们不需要去 vacation.
Or we should not go on vacation.
但是我们不要以这些为我们生活的目的。
But we should never view all these things as the very goal of our life.
我们要记得。
Let's all remember this.
主如果祝福我们，我们感谢主。
Should the Lord bless us with all these, we thank Him for this.
但是这些不要成为我们心中唯一的霸占。
But let not all these things become the sole dominant in your heart.
眼目的情欲也是一样。
It's the same thing with the lust of your eyes.
我们看见有很多好的东西。
When we look at all the good things.
这个世界的流行潮流常常在那里吹来吹去。
Like the fad of the world is always being blown here and there.
成为我们眼目的情欲。
And that become the very lust of our eyes.
我们就去追求这一些。
And then we go and pursue after that.
那今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
今生的骄傲乃是把我们这个级越捧越高。
It simply puffs up ourselves.
当我们有某一些成就的时候。
When we do have certain achievements.
好像我们整个人就被捧起来了。
As though the whole person is being puffed up.
实在说来，我们理当学习把荣耀归给神。
But actually, we really have to learn to give this glory to God.
而不是好像人就捧起来，就自己以为不得了。
It's not that you should puff yourself up as though you're a big shot.
因为圣经告诉我们，甚至我们能够赚钱财的力量，都是神所赐给我们。
Because the Bible teaches that even the very ability that with which we make money is given to us by God.
这个原则应用到所有的一切。
So the same principle can be applied to all things.
我们的一切智慧、聪明、才干，都是神赐给我们。
All our wisdom, intelligence, and capabilities, they all.Are given to us by God.
如果我们懂得这些，我们就不陷入仇敌带领我们进入那个罪的引诱里头。
If we understand all this, we will not fall into the temptation that comes from Satan in all the tempting acts.
那这样的话，我们在跟随主的路上，我们就能够按着主的心意而行。
Only in this way we could really follow the Lord in His path and according to His will.
最后，当
and lastly,
这个罪被对付了之后
，After the sin was dealt with,
神继续能够带领以色列的百姓能够去攻击。
God was able to continue to lead Israelites to attack the city.
并且能够得胜。
And also prevailed.
所以这是一个很重要的原则。
Therefore, we see that this is such a vital, important principle here.
这个带领我们在属灵的生命上知道怎样长进。
This principle will lead us to know how we should progress in our spiritual life.
重要许多的事情不是我们眼见而已。
There are many important things. They are not only visible ones to us.
背后都有许多属灵的征战在那里。
Because behind them all, there are so many spiritual war, important spiritual warfare being conducted.
为什么保罗在《使徒行传》里面常常讲到
？Why does Paul often say this in Acts?
我在神在人面前常存一个无愧的良心。
Before God and man, I always have this good conscience.
这是他得胜的秘诀。
This is a very secret to Paul's victories.
所以但愿这些话能够常常提醒我们。
If only through all these words, we could be often reminded.
我们首先常常要注意我们在神面前是不是能够存着一个常
First, we have to examine ourselves to see if we can often have this clear and good conscience before God.
否则的话, 也许我们在外面可能做了很多的事情。
Otherwise, we could have done so many things outwardly.
仇敌可能也不会觉得, 这些事情呢,
Even though we have done so many outward things, all this could not pose any threat to our enemy.
只有真正出于主那个荣耀的见证能够显在他儿女的身上。
Only when a glorious testimony which is from the Lord could be fully manifested among His children,
才能够真正的震动这个阴间的权势。
That could truly shake the very dominion of the Hades.
这也是我们属灵长进最重要的一个证实。
And this should be the most important understanding as to our spiritual growth.
好，我们只能够停在这里。We
have to conclude our sharing now.
但愿主能够借着他的话祝福我们。May
the Lord bless us through His word.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer, please?
主，但愿你的话能够更多的启示在我们的心中。Lord,
may your word could be revealed even more in our hearts.
主，你知道我们是败坏的族类。Lord,
you know that we are corrupt breed.
我们何等需要更多蒙你的拯救。Oh,
how much more we need to be redeemed by you.
主，但愿早晨借着你的话。Lord,
through your word this morning,
让我们知道怎样, 在对付罪的这件事上,
in the very matter of dealing with sin,
我们有一个正确属灵的认识,
grant us this correct spiritual understanding,
并且按着主你的心意而行,
and also give us the grace to be able to do according to your will.
好叫主在我们中间能够得到更多的荣耀。
So that, Lord, you could be glorified even more in our midst.
并且吸引万人来归向你。
And also draw all the people to return to you.
因为让他们也认识到我们的主乃是圣洁公义的主。
So they could also understand that our Lord is a righteous, holy Lord.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他是万王之王,万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
除他以外别无拯救。
Salvation is found in no other but Him.
我们把一切荣耀敬拜归给你。
To you we give all the glory and worship.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.